Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AMA 30 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And good morning and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. Appreciate you spending part of your weekend with us. We do appreciate it. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, is actually taking a sabbatical this morning, a well-earned rest. But rest assured, Chef Andrew will be back with us next Saturday morning with his usual Ask the Chef segment. Always good information there. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, as I said, we are proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Do keep up with us on social media. There's a lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. What we try to do is post some visuals. Always some good photos there from the restaurants and food products that we talk about, just to give it a little added dimension. The visuals, as I say, are important, and they add to the audio of what we're doing here on the show. Website's easy. It is SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant. And we're very fortunate this morning. We have Howard with us in technical excellence. So as always, thank you, Howard. We appreciate it when you're running the show. Ah, boy, it's always an exciting week. We talked about it a little last week, but I want to mention it again. We want to send congratulations to the Southern California nominees for the James Beard Foundation Awards. These are the Oscars of the food world, and they take place on June 10th in Chicago. And if you are a recipient of a James Beard Foundation Award, this is definitely a major big deal, and something that you will see on every press release that's associated with that chef or restaurateur from now well into the future. And particularly, we want to congratulate the husband and wife team from Strong Water in Anaheim, who did receive a James Beard Foundation award. For those of you that are not familiar with Strong Water, this is what I would call an elevated tiki bar, because it's not exactly a tiki bar per se. Actually, the restaurant is a homage to the classic tiki bars, but the design of the restaurant is that you are in a sunken ship, and that is the motif that is faithfully carried out throughout the space. And it is visual overload there, because on every wall and every surface are these artifacts that go to this ship that Strong Water represents. So in addition to having the wonderful classic tiki drinks like Mai Tais and all sorts of wonderful rum-based drinks, they also have their own specialties that have been added to their menu. And they are big in souvenir ceramic mugs that have been custom made for them. So many of their very special libations, they actually have available in these unique mugs that you can buy and have as a souvenir. So very clever as far as the merchandising there is concerned. But First and foremost, the drinks are just absolutely tremendous, and the vibe, very special. A lot of thought has gone into this. Every area has a story in terms of what it represents, and when you go there for the first time, you're actually escorted to your table, and as you go in, you hear the stories about these different areas and what they represent. Again, just great fun, and done in a very thorough, modern, and imaginative way. So, you know, come June 10th, we're definitely rooting for the husband and wife owners of Strongwater to bring back that James Beard Award for not only Anaheim, Orange County, but also Southern California. So we definitely look forward to seeing how that all plays out. Oh, and as a bonus, the Saturday after the Beard Awards, which I believe is June 15th, we will have the husband and wife owner partners of Strongwater on the show to tell us what it was like to experience the weekend of the James Beard Awards in Chicago, what dining out they did, and probably also what libations they enjoyed throughout Chicago. Because, of course, Chicago is a good food town, but it's also a well-known beverage town. So that will definitely be part of the menu. As always, we have a very full show for you this morning. We're really paying tribute this morning to Pizza City Fest LA, which is back for its second year, the weekend of April 27th and 28th, coming up in 2 weeks, actually, at LA Live in downtown Los Angeles. So we are going to be speaking with the proprietor of Pizza City Fest Los Angeles, producer, impresario, Steve Dolinsky. Steve's been a frequent guest on the SoCal Restaurant Show in the past because he is a multiple James Beard Foundation Award winner. As a matter of fact, he has been bestowed upon 13 James Beard Foundation Awards for journalistic excellence. So he really knows what he is talking about. And as a subspecialty, Steve is an expert on all different styles of pizza, both in the United States and also internationally. He has researched this extensively and exhaustively. Also, he has done 2 books on pizza. And in Chicago, he has set up a company that does escorted pizza tours. So definitely kind of fun as far as that's concerned. So we will have Steve with us. Then we will also have one of the participants that is part of Pizza City Fest LA, a wonderful new restaurant that is down in the Dana Point area of Orange County. That is Truly Pizza, which is in Dana Point. They have award-winning pizzaiolas that are part of their operation, and we will be speaking with 2 of their award-winning pizzaiolas this morning to talk about their participation in Pizza City Fest LA. But in addition to that, also about what they're doing at Truly Pizza, which is just about to come up to their year anniversary and is not your ordinary pizza joint by any stretch of the imagination. Then, of course, with all that pizza, you have to have a little wine. So there is a new winery that is up in the Calistoga area, that being called Parable. We'll be meeting with their young proprietor and their winemaker. Their winemaker is Cale Anderson, who is very well known up in the area. So, again, a lot on the show today. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it is Parable Winery on the St. Helena Trail. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.